AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi.
Guys, I was booking accommodation only a couple of weeks ago because I was in Wexford over the weekend, and the Opera Festival was on in Wexford.
The Opera.
Alongside the launch of the Spiegeltown Festival or whatever. Mm. So there was loads happening in Wexford this weekend.
Did you see the fireworks? I saw.
Yeah, that was the night before I got there. That was on Friday.
There was fireworks all over the town of Wexford. I don't know what it was for.
Wait, did
just
you
launch everything? Like,
what was it?
The Spiegeltown Festival and the Opera Festival happening in Wexford. So, sorry, there was opera.
Yeah. I wasn't listening.
That's okay.
I just heard opera and I wanted to do opera.
I know you're going to talk about something else, but did you have what I told you to have?
The Rizzo.
From the chipper, yeah.
No, didn't actually.
Oh, Emma.
So funny. I was only thinking about this like while I was on holidays because I seen a video of a Rizzo.
Yeah, that's what I saw as well.
I really want to try it. It's like a weird hash brown looking thing.
Yeah, like with a mashed potato inside, but it's in batter.
I actually totally forgot about that, sorry.
It's okay, you're busy, that's annoying. Doing your bits. It's grand.
But basically, there was no accommodation left and I was like, shite. But found this place in Booker.com, but it's like not a hotel. It's like, essentially, it's an Airbnb, I guess.
Mm.
But guys, this was feckin' cool. I was kind of driving down this back road. Like, you're kind of, it's one of those things that you're kind of at, like, in the middle of Wexford town, and then you go like half a mile up a back road and then there's this accommodation. But you're like, you're very close, but also feels like you're very far away.
Yeah.
And it was like an old, I think you, Dave, could hate this, but imagine like an old farmyard.
Oh.
All the individual sheds have been converted into accommodation units.
Oh, that's kind of
cool. So I was staying in like a shed.
Did it stink of farm?
Not at all.
Oh, well then I'd be happy with that.
They gave it a good host.
I stayed in one of them before in Boris and Carlo. Do you remember I went to do that like wedding tasting thing?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't, not for obviously my own wedding, I'm not getting married, but like it was like just for a friend of a friend. We went and tested food and they put us up in this Boris house, Carlo. And it's like they put us in like what used to be like stables or something.
Class.
But it was a full-blown like hotel room with a lovely bed and heating and all. It was class.
I feel like that's the way with a lot of those like big old country castle hotels now. They've like often converted the stables and made them stunning.
They had a pub there as well, right? But it was called something else. Like it's like an old country pub, like it's like in a shed or something, but they had a specific word for it. And I remember when your woman was giving us the tour, she was like, oh, there's the thing. And I was like, I don't know what that is.
Like, not like Shebeen.
Shebeen.
Oh, yeah.
That's the exact word.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Shebeen is a name of a pub in the village I grew up in.
Shebeen is like an illegal pub. Like, that's like, you know, not properly registered or whatever. I'd say it was just when it was like people would sell their poutine. Like, it'd be in the back of a garden kind of thing. I think that's what Shebeen. Because there's a Shebeen in where we go in West Cork. It's called Shebeen, but it's not. But and everyone over COVID was like, oh, I've got a Shebeen now in my back garden. Like, I think that's what it is. Anyway.
Interesting. You learn something new every day.
Hang on now. Hang on.
Let's go. David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey,
hello.
What's happening? Good
welcome
morning.
Welcome back, David Hammond.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
You're so cosmopolitan now.
I really am. Yeah,
you really look like
someone traveled.
Who's eating a lot of bagels and the like.
Listen, I'll tell you all about it later on.
And we're very excited.
Dave, back after. How many days in New York? A long spell for a break to New York?
Three in New York and two in Boston.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was
you must be wrecked because like, the city never sleeps.
I'm shattered.
I must tell you, over the weekend, I was not in the Big Apple, but I was in Wexford.
Ah, what's the difference?
The small
one. What is the difference?
Come on. From bagels to strawberries.
Hey.
But a friend of mine who I basically had as a house down there that I haven't seen yet and went to visit, he has in his house a toilet that I would never leave.
Oh,
what?
It's one of these Japanese toilets.
Oh, I was thinking maybe it was like the Homer Simpson invention of the armchair toilet.
Oh,
that would be good.
Quite honestly, if you pressed a button, probably an armchair situation would come out of this thing.
Right, so hold on. No toilet paper.
No toilet paper.
Did it itself.
Did everything itself. To be honest, I didn't need to pee. I just forced one out.
Yeah, good show.
So I was looking it up after. I was like, send me the brand. I need to just look it. I want to just recount what I experienced. So there's three different jet types for, they describe it, precise intimate cleaning of the front and rear areas.
Oh.
Now, I didn't use the massage jet. Sounds
why,
a bit funky.
Have a bit of crack, for God's sake.
An oscillating function can be switched on. There's individually adjustable water pressure and temperature and the position of the water jet, right? But, and there's a pre-mist as well, so if you get a bit nervous. Oh. So if you're like...
If you get a bit nervous,
it kind of encourages it to start coming. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So, and you felt, obviously, clean as a whistle after.
Oh!
Did you not want cleaner. Did you not want a bit of toilet paper?
No, I did go for it. And yeah. then I put up, I was like, no, I didn't actually take so it off. But it blow dries you.
It blow dries you.
It blow dries it.
That's
with
bad.
Air.
And the air is around your bum and everything. It's what? Real weird.
Sorry, if I had that toilet and anyone was spending longer than 30 seconds, I'd be like, get out of there.
You're weirdo.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is here, everybody.
Hi, it's Taylor Swift.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you?
Hey.
And it is all the three of us again.
I know. It's good to be back, lads. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you here.
I'm looking forward to hearing how you spent your 6 days or so between New York and Boston. We'll do that before 8 o'clock. But for now, as you know better than anyone, this show moves fairly fast, David Hammond, and lots of things could have changed in the 5 days you were off the air.
Oh, I'm worried now because I've come back from this show before after being on a couple of holidays and like drastic changes.
Yeah,
there's some big changes around here. You've missed a lot.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Look, we're going to get you up to speed as we always do with what you've missed.
Okay, so first up, Dave. I had a list of questions to ask this week, but who did I want to ask them to? What is your favourite ABBA song? Do you feel confident distinguishing between a Labubu and a Lafufu? Would you still love me if I was a worm?
Oh, these are definitely questions you need answered by Dwayne before you get married.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's a really good shout.
Yeah.
Would you still love me if I was a worm? If the answer is no, I'm simply not walking down that aisle in a few weeks.
I get why you would think that, but you're unfortunately wrong.
Ah.
Pat Kenny had the presidential candidates in for an interview on News Talk, and these were the list of questions we submitted for the spin presidential debate. Surprisingly, they were rejected.
We haven't a spin presidential debate.
Well, hopefully, if they get back to us, the ball's in their court.
We've only a few
for
days
for Catherine Connolly to do some keepy up with. So please.
We're going to have it the day after the election.
Perfect timing. We're always on the pulse with these news stories.
All right, Dave, let's see how you get on with this one. Who do you think we were fawning about early last week? Gonna probably rule the world someday.
Yeah, because she's got it all.
She has it all. She's very like one of those people that you feel like you know her because she's so chatty and lovely.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're a bit in love. She can sing as well.
She sings, ladies and gentlemen.
That is you talking about my wonderful girlfriend, Pippa.
Hey! Did you get a bit scared how much we were obsessed with Pippa?
No, I got a bit scared about how much she was obsessed with that clip.
Okay.
Well,
she
good.
Did not stop talking about
she
it.
She should back herself. And that is the Pippa that we know and love.
Love that. I hope Seth has her like ringtone or something.
Oh my God, her alarm clock. Okay, Dave. We were talking about a certain celebrity this week, but had no clue why they were so popular. Who were we talking about?
Sorry, this sounds class.
Oh, pop off and great job and well done. But who are you?
Who is this man?
That in a very respectful way. All love and light and sending best wishes to but I just don't know who he is.
I don't know what's going on there. Banksy?
Yes, it's 2012.
I have no idea who you're talking about. Is there something? There must be something that happened in the news recently that maybe you're talking. Because I know you had. Didn't you have like a guest on last week when I was off?
Yeah, but we wouldn't be like, who is that man? That'd be pretty awful.
I've no idea. After 8, don't know who this is.
Sorry to this man. I've no idea. I think Banksy is my final answer.
We were actually talking about Luke Combs.
He's the slain guy.
The slain guy.
As opposed
Not
to slain girl.
Very different career journeys they went on.
Very good. Okay, final one. And Dave, why did I ask this question during the week? Is the crack truly in the sack? Or can it be found elsewhere?
Okay, that has to be some sort of... Because as I said, we had a guest on last week while I was off. It was Eric Roberts. He was doing the girly quiz. Mm-hmm. Was that a girly quiz question?
Yeah.
Let me hear the question again.
Is the crack truly in the sack? Or can it be found elsewhere?
Or maybe
is the crack in the sack?
Or is this maybe like, is this you learning about like biology or something?
Where is the crack in the sack? It kind of is, but it's not.
Okay,
that was me asking: is the crack in the sack, i.e., if I get my dog snipped, will he be reborn?
Ooh. So Fiona, apparently whatever mood you snip them in is the mood that they
stay in. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Maybe I think I learned that from you.
Maybe.
And I love how Fiona put it. I was just asking the general question. Do you know, like, if he gets the snip,
crack is all in the sack.
It's a
brilliant
sack.
Oh, I'm with you now.
10 out of 10, right, Fiona Frawley.
Off the top of my head.
That's very good. Very good.
Welcome back, David.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Here's Jazzy.
Spins fully charged, recharged.
Benson Boone, and sorry I'm here for someone else. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And just after 8 o'clock this morning, we are bringing you something brand new to Fully Charged. Something that's been in the works for a little bit of time now. I think you're going to love it. It's coming after 8 o'clock this morning.
Very exciting. For now, though, some sad news, unfortunately.
Oh.
I hate to take the tone down of a Monday, but on Saturday, the 18th of October, Ireland hit a significant milestone. Saturday marked 5 years since fungi was last seen off the coast.
I would have guessed 2 years. I would have guessed.
I know.
I thought we were on this show when fungi went missing.
No, it's been a long time.
Or was there someone else that went missing?
5 years ago, probably pandemic. So
yeah,
2020.
It was knee deep in the pandemic.
Yeah, 2020.
It was like it was the last.
Oh my gosh, wasn't that the whole story that people said maybe he
got lonely? That was the theory.
He didn't have visitors anymore.
Exactly.
My God, time flies when you're having fun.
Not true, lads. Funky day.
So Dingle Sea Safari.
He's back, guys.
He's back in the room. He arrived Dublin. So Dingle Sea Safari shared some pictures of Funky interacting with a boat just the day before he disappeared. That must be the most depressing tour ever now. Like, do they just go around being like, that's where Funky used to be and that's where he used to come up and play with the boat?
I know, seriously.
I'm sure there's other sea creatures that they can see in some cliffs and the like, but
do you want to see a crab? No, we're all right, thanks. Step this way, folks, for Dingle's crab.
No, shout out to Dingle Sea Safari and all the great work that they are doing there. But I was thinking Funky's missed a lot. He's missed some serious cultural milestones. And I was thinking some of these, if he knew they were happening, maybe he'd come out of hiding or come out of wherever he is. I don't know, off the coast of Mexico having a ball. So I thought I'd share some of the news stories that Funky has missed in the time since his departure. So in 2021, frostbite boy Rory McSorley is rescued at sea by a pod of dolphins 4 kilometres off the coast of County Kerry.
Yeah.
Not Dingle. Finished actually an hour drive away.
That story deserved so much more at the time.
I know. I
because
think we
it was
were
COVID
all...
and there was a lot going on, but I was like, what do you mean?
I don't remember this.
Because
it was
just rescued by dolphins. Legit.
You know, Frostbite Man, you wouldn't be long
Getting frostbite.
So there was people like on a beach in Fennet and they saw this man waving, being like, help, help. And then he was being brought into sea, but he was brought up to shore by a pod of dolphins. And then when they got closer to the man, they realized, hang on, you're Frostbite Boy, but now just with a beard.
This man has lived the most bizarre life.
He really has been doing a lot.
Did you even hear about that?
Never even heard about that.
You know what I'm saying? COVID ruined that. That should have been unreal in the years.
I know. Surely it is if we do a 2021 one of those. In the summer of 2023, a meteor strike that hit a beach in Portmarnock was actually a hole dug by two young lads in fake Gucci hats and plastic spades.
Great time.
Oh God, I remember that. I just loved it.
It was
I loved
so,
it.
So good.
The video went up of all the news staff there. And then the next day, these lads uploaded a TikTok of them digging the hole and then putting
Honestly,
a rock in the middle.
Incredible.
So funny.
In November 2024, in global news, Gary Barlow shares a family photograph featuring his giant son.
Oh, the giant son.
Gary is 5'8", his son is 6'2". The pulse of Twitter is restored and memes are fun again.
It was my favourite day on Twitter. Of all time, it was Gary Barlow's giant son.
Thank God for Gary Barlow's giant son. In June 2025, in a podcast with Louis Theroux, Ed Sheeran announces that he spiritually identifies as being Irish, which, for reasons unknown, makes headlines across the world. And finally, in September 2025, Pelador unveils its Roy Keane bikini at Dublin Fashion Week. Are you wearing the Roy Keane? Yes, I am.
Bikini.
Which I would wear if I ever was to go swimming with Fungi.
What do you think Fungi's favourite stories of what has happened since his disappearance would be?
I'd say Frostbite Boy, because it's kind
it's
of dolphin
related, but it's mate, stealing his thunder as well.
Oh, that's true. So maybe he hates it.
Yeah. I'm going to say the Roy Keane because it's water themed.
Water themed, true.
I'd say
I mean?
Loves Gary Barlow's giant son.
Who
Who doesn't?
He's such a fun guy.
And I can't think of anything else that happened in the last 5 years. No. They're the main things.
Here's Chaperone now. This is The Subway.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, Dave and Fiona, after 8 o'clock, something brand new coming to Fully Charged. And a class prize as well. We'll give you those details very, very soon.
First, though, I'm back.
Back, baby. All right.
I'm walking here. Hey, wait, it's New York. You know.
No, you're back now, so you have to change. Sorry, can I just get past you there?
Just get past
you. Mind if I just scooch?
I'm just on my scooter here. Yes, I was in New York. Yes, I was in Boston. And in the kind of the Simpsons fashion of like Paddy and Selma coming home from their holiday, I wanted to do a little bit of an audible slideshow for you about my holiday.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Very good.
So, obviously, Pippa, my girlfriend, was working over there, so I just kind of got to explore on my own, which was absolutely wonderful, which I would recommend doing in a city like New York if you can. Leave the kids at home. Go yourself.
They'll be grand. For themselves
exactly.
For a week or so.
If they're over the age of seven, go yourself.
Yeah. What's interesting, though, is you've been lucky enough to be in New York a few times. You've done a lot of the big touristy
stuff.
But this
is the thing, yeah. So
how
do you
fill your days?
I put up on my Instagram, like, what should I do and things like that. The stuff that isn't that touristy and stuff like I've done the Empire State Building, I've done that, all that kind of stuff, but there's still a lot of surprisingly touristy things to do. I went out to on the Staten Island ferry.
Did you
on myself, which
say,
is free by the way,
but
it's crazy because you walk through the station and there's people being like, oh, get your tickets, don't forget your tickets, and you're like, do I have to buy tickets of it? No, it's a complete scam. The Staten Island ferry is completely free.
The neck.
Yeah, so
that's kind of genius though. I know it's terrible, but like you would obviously think that you have to pay. Do you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Like, what in this world is free anymore?
Exactly.
Are the queues for it mad then if it's
free? Not too bad, because people are using it to go to work. By the way, with the Staten Island Ferry, it's all about the journey, not about the destination, because there is nothing to do on Staten Island.
Of course.
But there is on the ferry. You just get to see it. So if you're going on the ferry, stand on the right, going over to Staten Island, stand on the left, going back to
this
New York.
That's good advice, man.
Because you can get like great views of like the Statue of Liberty and things like that, and fantastic views of Manhattan. So I just kind of walked around. We went to a show called Death Becomes Her.
I saw that.
It was fantastic.
So good.
Where have I heard about that? Why is that a big thing in my head?
It's like an iconic movie with Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn. Oh my God. It's like one of the first movies I remember being like, this is bold.
Do you know one of the cast members was?
Michelle
Williams.
Destiny's Child.
From Destiny's Child.
Your
child. Yeah. It was crazy. I didn't know it was her until I looked at the cast sheet.
So
I was like, that was kind of cool. I went over to like different. I went on different bridges. I'm obsessed with bridges in New York. I just absolutely love them.
Well, it's a good place to be. Bridge.
I know, but there was a problem with our hotel room, right? And like, it's only a me problem. Like Pippa was grand; she was fast asleep, but all I could hear was the air conditioning unit every 4 minutes do this.
Oh no.
No.
Which sounds like a ferry going off, right? Mm. But not that loud. But just every 3-4 minutes it would go and I was like, okay, I can't deal with this. So I went down to them, I said, sorry, I can't sleep in this room.
God.
And they were like, no problem, sir, we'll change your room.
So I had to go back up
to the floor, open the door. Pippa's like, where the hell were you? And I'm like, get your stuff. We're gone. And that room that we had, we were looking at a hotel wall. Uh-huh. They put us up on the 26th floor. I was looking at all of Manhattan.
No way.
I was like, you're welcome.
Still
you're welcome,
though.
Darling.
Having to get up for work the next day.
Not,
you know?
Not even get up. She had to get up and pack her stuff.
No.
So we stayed there for a couple of days in New York, and then we went to Boston just to have a look. Pippa loves Boston, and her main office is in Boston. Really, really nice city. Like, really, really lovely, lovely place.
Yeah.
It's kind of... it's like Halloween-y and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Well, what business would you have enjoying?
I know.
That? You
don't
even like Halloween.
Not a big Halloween fan. But we just kind of... do you know what my favourite kind of thing about Boston was? And it's everywhere in America, by the way. There's not just specific to Boston. Raising Cane's.
What's that?
It's a chicken place.
Ah,
it's
okay.
Like really famous. I think there might be one in Ireland, but like...
I think maybe there's a version of it in the north, and some in the UK, but it's the place that has that big like pint
of the sauce.
Cup of sauce.
But the sauce was totally overrated. But
what
they also give you, they also give you this like garlic bread type thing. It was
that
class. Everything apart the sauce was 10 out.
I can't believe the sauce was overrated.
It's like an In-N-Out burger, you know, where you don't have that much option.
But they have the secret
menu. Go in, you can get like three chicken
yeah.
things or five chicken things or 10 chicken things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, if you go to America, Raising Cane's.
Is it Joe's Pizza, the one that you told me I had to get a slice from?
Yeah, we didn't do that though.
Didn't do just that.
Because I did it last year. I was like, yeah, I'm not queuing up for an hour to get a slice of pizza. No, I have no money. I just bought a car.
Fair.
Really bad decision, by the way, to go to New York after buying a car.
Don't you hate it when you go to New York just after you buy a car?
Just relatable things.
So relatable.
So annoying when that happens.
New car is looking sexy, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Here's C-Matt. This is Euro Country. You're listening to Spin 103.8.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
Chapel Rowan and the Subway. Oh my God, you were on a subway in New York City.
I was doing the Subway all on my own. Every couple of minutes, because then I realized I took the wrong subway, so I had to get off that subway and go back on the other subway.
Here's,
but you know what's nice? Being in a country that has a subway.
It's cool.
And we will get ours in 2048.
Oh, 2048's pushback class.
So Dave was just in New York, and the big story of the last few weeks was that Cardi B was going to be being the voice of a lot of subway stations.
I didn't hear her once.
No.
Did you not?
No.
Did you have your headphones in?
Yeah, but I did listen to the, like, if there was announcements, not one of them was Cardi B.
Oh no, that's a real shame.
Sorry.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Need to catch up. She was performing on NFL. What did I say? NFL.
SNL.
SNL. I didn't even know she was.
Over the weekend. I think she was the musical guest, wasn't she?
It's funny because I was in America.
That's Matt. Didn't run into your bae, Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, no sign of catching up her over the weekend. Did you see anyone famous while you were there, Dave?
I did. I saw Brian Baumgartner.
Oh, Kevin.
What? Kevin Malone from The Office.
Sorry, I saw that. That's so cool.
Yeah, Kevin Malone, the accountant in the US office.
Oh,
that's who I saw.
That's incredible.
I turned a corner. He was in some giant glass box, and it was obviously like a promotion he was doing for some company. It was basically a giant ad. But he was like being an accountant. He was being, you know, because he was
like Carter.
Kevin Malone.
That's pretty cool, Callum.
I saw more of this. So I saw what you put up online, and then I saw on TikTok maybe a day later. He was in that box officiating a wedding with the Rizzler.
Stop.
As in, the Rizzler is a small child who is like an internet meme.
Is this the Big Booms guy?
Yeah.
Rizzlord?
No, Rizzler.
Oh, it is the Rizzler.
Yeah.
His little kid. He just kind of like the finger on the face and he kind of smoulders.
Yeah.
But so that's who I did see.
You could have been close to the Rizzler.
I was close to Brian Baumgartner. I'm buzzing.
Yeah, let's be more age-appropriate excited.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
Funnily enough, mentioning Brian Baumgartner or Kevin Malone from The Office, because Fiona started, like, just before we came on air, Fiona did a Kevin Malone.
I did, and I forgot that
you'd
even seen
him. Why do more word when few word do trick?
It's mad because I forgot that you'd even seen him, but it's obviously in my subconscious.
There you go.
It's coming up on 8. What's the story out there, Katie?
Morning, guys. The M50 side by
1038. Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you getting on? Guys, breaking news that I am delighted to reveal to the public for the first time here on Spin 103.8. I got my nails done on Friday.
Thank you
very much. It was very, very exciting. Emma complimented them this morning.
They look good enough to eat.
Thank you. Don't try and eat them because that will be actually very painful. But I got like an autumnal colour moment. And do you know the way...
Come on, tell us the colour. I'd be curious.
Well, listen to this.
Oh, sorry.
This is mad now. I was like looking at the little bottle. I only saw someone else on the row of nail receivers beside me getting this colour, and I was like, can I just get the exact same as that? So I didn't like pick the colour by name or anything. And then the guy who was doing my nails, Adam, brings over the bottle and I'm like, let's have a look at it. It was called Dark Salmon. Now, if you look at my nails, they're like a dark, like burgundy kind of
colour.
They
look like chocolate.
And that's why
I said good enough to eat.
Yeah, I went on this absolute rampage to this poor lad, Adam. I was like, is there any salmon that is this dark in colour? And he was like, oh my God, please end this. He was like, let's get these nails done as quick as as soon as I had a second
dark
hand
salmon
free, I was like, let me just Google.
Ruby red now than I thought they were.
It depends on the light, I guess.
I would say, like, you know, if I think of dark salmon, you think of like A slightly darker pink.
Slightly darker pink, yeah. So yeah. I googled
dark. Like your jumper.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
She's wearing kind of a pinky jumper.
Thank you for, and more things about my outfit as well. And I googled dark salmon and it was like that, like colours that you paint a wall and it was like a kind of deeper pink. And then I was like, oh, see now I need to google dark salmon fish. And Adam was like, please, can someone shut this girl up or can I swap or what? And I was like, no, to be fair, there is a dark salmon. And then I was like, I actually don't know if it's a dark salmon or if that's like the blood of where it got caught by the hook. I don't know if that's the colour.
You know
it.
What? Like, but paint is weird. Like, and I know. I imagine is nails weird. Yeah. Is weird. But like, it's always like, oh, it's not a white. It's a snowy autumn.
It's a dusky.
Yeah. And you're like, it's just white. Yeah. Like, what are you talking?
Is it, or is it ivory?
I know.
This is duck egg. It's blue.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And right now, it is time to launch something brand new.
Tricky. Yeah.
Welcome on in. Woo! We have been sitting on this for a few weeks and we are buzzing to finally bring it to the show. It is our brand new game, sticking around at this time each and every day on Fully Charged.
Yeah, so you better like it.
Yeah.
Right, because it's not going anywhere.
And if you don't tell us.
Yeah.
And if you don't, play it anyway. Yeah.
This is the Tricky 10. The questions might be a bit tricky, but the rules are pretty straightforward.
Yeah, so 10 general knowledge questions and all the answers are numbers between 1 and 10. All right, so we're going to play every single day at this time at the player who is the best score at the end of the week is going to win something brand new.
Ah!
Never been won before on Fully Charged on this show. A fuzzy charge snuddy.
Wow.
Now, I have to say, looking at something being designed, I feel like a designer.
Yeah,
I've been looking at this snoody for ages going, no, I think, oh, I don't know now. Would you put the logo on?
Imagine just before like the latest edition of Vogue goes out and there's boards everywhere.
Yeah,
and there's
we
clips.
Have like the bit we're going home with the big book. And yeah, it's all just like
that's what Emma's
samples.
Been doing the entire time.
Yeah. I've just been like trying to be like, now if I was Kim Kardashian, how would I make this look really fab?
It's so funny, as Emma the designer didn't know what the word fuzzy was. She was like, what's fuzzy?
And I
was like,
why did we call it fuzzy charge?
She just
charged.
Gave it a Google just for clarity. Yeah. Just to make sure.
Yeah. Emma's like, what? Why are we calling it a fuzzy charge?
Can I just be clear? Does everyone get why it's called a fuzzy charged snooty?
I imagine because fully charged.
Because we're fully charged.
But does everyone get that?
But the
and
thing
the
is
snooty
fuzzy.
Is fuzzy,
exactly.
As in warm, and it will make you cozy.
By the way, if you don't know what a snooty is, it's like a giant cozy hoodie, especially for the winter.
Yes. It's like wearing a blanket.
Yeah.
Think about exactly what you need on these cold winter nights and think about elevating it by feeling the presence of us in the room with you.
I think that while you're chilling, you know, with the fire on in your fuzzy charged snooty, that you are going to be one of very few in Dublin wearing.
It's an exclusive club, and every snooty we send out we will seal with a loving kiss from myself, Dave and Emma. Well, that's optional. If you don't want
the kiss, you have to let us know.
Just let us know. Let us know at the end. Well, after you play the game. I don't want the kiss.
Please. Listen, what we're going to do morning is, because this is kind of launch day of this, we're going to give you an example of how to play the game today. And then from tomorrow, it is on. If you want to get on and play the Tricky 10, message us right now and get on tomorrow. Be the first official player of the game that isn't one of us. 087-711-1038. For now, let's get to some rules, shall we? Here's how this is going to work. 55 seconds are about to go on the clock. Dave this morning is going to take on the game.
Hello.
Right? You're going to be asked 10 questions, Dave. As you know, each answer will be a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat.
Okay.
We can only accept your first answer.
Ah.
I know.
I'm one for going, oh, but no, maybe it's this. Maybe it's this.
We can't do that.
Okay. Right, first answer. Okay.
If you don't know the answer, Dave, give it a guess. It's got to be something between 1 and 10, so you might as well chance it. And if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you won't.
Why are you laughing at that straight away? If you top the leaderboard. He knows full well I'm not going to top the leaderboard.
If you were to top the leaderboard and you were a real player and not David Hammond from the show, you'll win a brand new Fully Charged Snoozy.
Oh my God, okay? Am I David Hammond from the show?
You're David Hammond from the show.
Yeah. All right, shall we kick this off? Fiona's going to ask your questions. Deep breath. And don't forget, if you want to play tomorrow, Tricky in a WhatsApp right now, please.
All right, David Hammond on the maiden voyage of the Tricky 10. Are you ready?
I'm sweating already.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Complete the name of the 1999 film, What Things I Hate About You.
10.
David Beckham has played in how many FIFA World Cups?
Three.
The word telephone has how many letters?
Nine.
How many nights will Westlife perform at the Three Arena next year?
Surely two.
Invisible Woman is a member of the Fantastic What superhero team?
Fantastic Four.
The best shot in golf you can make is a hole in what?
One.
What Dublin districts cover Rathmines and Ranelagh?
Six.
The square foot of 49 is what? The square root of 49 is what?
Oh, is it... oh, what have I not said? Is it seven?
How many films are there in the Harry Potter series?
Seven.
How many terminals are there in Dublin Airport?
Two.
Stop the clock!
Woo! Oh, God. Do you know what was great? When I had the same answer for two questions in a row.
Yeah,
that was fantastic. Let's hope that that's a thing.
For the first time ever. You're right.
Well, what do you think of that?
Oh, that was so fun. But like, oh my God, a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
Very, very well.
Do you think?
Because there were some that you have to work out and you did it and still made good time.
So how much seconds is on that clock? Is it 55 seconds on that clock?
55 seconds.
So I was there like T-E-L-E-P-H-O-N-E.
I know, I was like, you're going to have to abandon that game, my darling.
Counting out with his fingers. Well, look, let's find out exactly how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, that's not bad, man.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
See, the thing that gets you, and I think this would get a lot of people, there's 8 films in Harry Potter series because
the last one
is divided into 2. Do you know what I'm getting at?
As soon as I said it, I knew.
And I mean, the square root of 49, who's getting that?
What was it?
It was 7. Well done.
I got 7.
Yeah.
No way.
You're unreal,
the
man.
The other one to mention to you is that Westlife, would you believe, are doing a 5-night residency next year at the Three Arena.
Oh my God, that's unreal. Bring it back, lads.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic game. I love it. I absolutely love it. And we're playing tomorrow.
Yes, it's not going anywhere. And if you want to get on to play tomorrow, Tricky in a WhatsApp right now, please, to 087-711-103. Trust me, these fuzzy charged snooties, you're going to want one. Once these start going out to random spots across Dublin, you're going to have the FOMO. So get on.
It's mad that like...
And win yourself one.
I'm the best player ever so far. Do you know?
That is mad.
Mm-hmm. Also technically the worst player ever so far.
Yeah, you got both.
Can I ask a question? Do you know the way it's top of the leaderboard? I presume Dave's score of 8 doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the leaderboard.
No, it doesn't count.
What?
So it means you're actually playing for a short week as well, because it will only be a 4-game week.
Oh, yeah, wow, yeah. So you have better chances of you listening if you enter to play, if you know stuff about numbers. Well, actually, you don't even really need to know about numbers.
If you know 1 to 10, you're sorted.
No, 1 to 10, and tick them off as you say them.
You could win this game statistically by just shouting random answers, and you never know.
You just never know. If you want to get on a play tomorrow, it is Tricky in a WhatsApp. 087-711-103. Well done, Dave.
Thank you. Pretty good going.
Ooh, I have to
much
say.
Better than the golden ticket.
Don't talk about her.
She's gone. She's
gone. This is okay. Right, the clock is ticking. Only a few weeks to go until something that was absolutely, I swear to you, not on my 2025 bingo card. I am doing a boxing match.
This is really, really cool.
As in, I'm going to be boxing in a ring with somebody else in Leopardstown in a few weeks' time. In case you don't know anything about all this, I've been telling you for a couple of years now that I don't really like the gym, and I started doing some boxing classes. They're totally like a non-contact gym, really, more so than anything else.
Mm.
And they do fitness classes. This is Heiden Boxing Academy. They've got loads of gyms all across Dublin. And basically, I started going for like a different way to burn a few calories and have a bit of crack.
You fell in love with it straight away. As soon as you went to your first class, you were like, that was class. And it's the one thing that I've known Emma Nolan for, I want to say, about 8 years now.
Probably
it's
longer,
the one thing you've kept up.
Yes.
Yeah, you've obviously found your thing that you genuinely want to go and
it's
do.
It's just really good stress relief. It's really good vibes in the classes, playing tunes. Everyone's so friendly. Like, you know, you might think, oh, it's so intimidating to go to a boxing class. Absolutely not. Couldn't disagree more. It's so fun. But basically, what Heiden do is they offer the opportunity for people, if they want to actually do something that's contact related, maybe it's like a bucket list thing for some people that go to the gym, then they offer these, what they call a fight camp, and it all leads up to this big event then towards the end.
So
you get to experience what it's like to be like an amateur boxer, basically.
I remember like going to see my mom do this in
I
was a kid, like, but she was doing it in Swords, and we went to, do you remember the Wright venue?
Of course.
Yeah. We went and watched her box, and I was like, it's actually so much fun.
That's so Wright venue, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have to be honest, I'm absolutely terrified, less about the actual fight, if you know what I'm saying, because myself and the girl who I know I'm sparring, we are like two peas in a pod. Like, you know, after every punch is thrown, it's like, you okay? Sorry about that.
Yeah, oh, for God's sake.
It's going to be so fun to watch.
I hate it already.
Girl.
No, it's going to be great crack on the night.
Just but, like, two of them in the ring. You all right?
Yeah, sorry. Grant. Sorry,
bit
girl.
Tired. How are you? No, I get the best sleep
I
myself.
I love your shorts.
Where did you park? I'd be like, come on! For God's sake!
No, it's going to be good. There's a lot of skill. We're learning a lot. And we're all, everyone's working so hard. Like, there's about 35 people in this course. And, like, you're doing extra late night classes on Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturday mornings. So, like, there's a certain kind of community of you. And everyone's getting to know each other. And, like, you know, you kind of know who's kind of sparring who at this point. And you're kind of keeping an eye out on different people. It's really fun.
The lead like. Up for it is insane. And, like, the training and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to sound like an absolute sap here. It's kind of like rehearsing for a play. You know, you like, because you become
opening
like
night.
Such a, yeah. It's like the nerves and you have to like really commit and like learn this whole new skill. You're going to be amazing.
100%. Like, I did a personal training class the other day.
Unreal.
Just to be like, help me. I don't want to be, a fool. I don't want to be a fool either.
And
so family and friends and you guys are coming and everything to the big night on the 15th of November. But the one thing we've been told from the lads, Sean and Paddy, who run this week, we're saying, would you just start thinking about your walkout song, okay?
Because
we need to prepare.
That's good.
DJ.
You get into the mood, you get into the zone.
Exactly. We need to prepare the DJ on the night with all of your songs. And you need to tell us what point of the song you want to actually start walking out to,
yeah.
Okay?
Very good.
And I thought, hey, I'm very lucky in this position to have people who listen to this show who might have some suggestions to make me feel really cool,
yeah.
Right? So just to explain, my boyfriend Jack, he's actually also doing this as well. We're obviously not boxing each other. He's one of the lads.
But this is going to be his walkout music.
Yeah, he walked in the other day. I was in the shower and he burst into the bathroom. I was like, do you mind? And he was like, what about this? I think this is brilliant for my walkout song.
Class.
Very good.
Like, no, that's brilliant. Like, I love it. Imagine.
It's based on Jack's, isn't it?
Yeah.
And his name is Jack.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Too, yeah.
And he'll knock you through to the basement if you're messing with him.
Hey,
where
your
will your head be at?
It's in the basement.
You're done with him,
because of
am
Jack.
I right? And I will do that on
do
the
Do you know
night.
What, Jack? There is layers to that, and I love it. Fair play.
So I'm thinking this. This is a song that I sent to loads of my friends after one very late one night, which still gives me the fear. But I love it. I was thinking a bit of Mac Miller. You interrogate that like you the fed. So she says she am all Don't look very impressed in here.
It's a very Emma Nolan choice, I'll give you that.
I love that song, but it's a bit too happy.
It's a bit
you
too soft.
You want to be scary. You want to show that you got that.
You want to, like, you literally want it to be to punch
yeah.
in. Do you know what I mean? Whereas that song is kind of meandering
that's
along.
That's like, let's go out and dance and be free in New York City.
That could be your exit music.
Yeah.
Okay. In the stretcher.
Now, I did ask Dave and Fiona for any suggestions on this, okay? Just kind of broaden my horizons. I haven't heard this. This is what you guys
Listen,
have come up with.
We decided it needs to be something, maybe not incredibly cool, but something that we think fits the theme of the boxing night.
And something that shows you mean business.
You mean
and
business.
Aren't to be messed with. I gotta
get my head in the game. Oh my God, no.
No. Think about it, Emma.
I gotta get you.
You can kind of shoot me out.
No, I beg you. Don't.
High School Musical.
Why am I feeling so wrong?
That part will be edited out.
Do you know what? This is what I was worried about. I said, if I bring this to the show, go one way, I could either be the coolest person on the big fight night or I could be the biggest loser.
I think that plays in. I can imagine you with the hood up, you're coming out with the boxing gloves, kind of shadow
dead
boxing.
Serious.
Gotta get your head in the game. I'm telling you, everyone is gonna go, yup!
Like, credit where credit's due, you do have to get your head in the game.
Yeah, okay, Scarlett from
I'm almost
ready.
Worried that it's gonna spur on the other person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to give them any unfair advantage.
Listen, this is where you come in listening. I need a walkout song for a fight night I'm doing legitimately in November. It's only a few weeks away now, and I need your help. So I have my option, which is this. You and I don't think anyone's loving that. It's the Mac Miller version that spins. Dave and Fiona have gone for this. God help us all. So I'd like some more suggestions to throw up on a poll on Instagram. We'll decide tomorrow.
Wait.
I need to let the gym
These are important.
Which song we're going with.
Because my mom did this boxing thing in Swords, like, I'd say, I don't know how many years ago. I still remember her entrance. I still remember.
What was it?
It was David Guetta, Titanium.
That's
I'm bulletproof.
Oh, brilliant.
Nothing to lose.
Okay, give us a shout. Give us a suggestion for a song. It could be your song suggestion that I end up walking out to in a few
but
weeks.
But it will
time.
Be ours.
No, it won't. No, it won't.
It's actually, if you punch to that bass, that
you gotta get
that pace. you will win.
You think? Yeah. Get in touch with a song suggestion for my walkout song for Fight Night on the 15th of November. 087 711 103. Your voice notes too, please. I am looking for your help this morning because I am doing a Fight Night in a couple of weeks. Essentially a boxing match, a contact, full contact boxing match in a few weeks in Leopardstown, which I know sounds bizarre. Very unlike me. I've been doing kind of boxing training, totally non-contact in a gym that's like super fun. Heaton Boxing Academy, they're called. And like, I love it. It's so fun. It's burning calories, really good vibes. Everyone's really friendly. But then for people who kind of want to take it that step further, they offer these particular camps that you can do to prepare for a contact situation.
For the psychos in the group who want to hit each other.
For all you sickos out there.
You'd be surprised. A lot of people would have that kind of on a bucket list. You know what I mean? Of like, to just do it and feel that adrenaline online and stuff. So basically, I'm doing it. It's crazy. It's a few weeks from now. I can't believe I'm doing it. Not in my bingo card for this year. But I need to decide now, because they're kind of getting organised for the event itself, what my walkout song is going to be, because I obviously need to prep the DJ. There's going to be like 30 fights on the night matches.
Oh my God.
So there's a lot to organise, and I'm asking you this morning what you think my walkout song should be. Any suggestions for me? Amy, what do you think?
Maniac.
Oh.
Maniac. I can see it. The only thing I will say, though,
and she's dancing,
is that I'd say there'll be a few maniacs.
That's the problem. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Would there be others, or would it just be me?
If you just need to stand there and be the main one.
Yeah, that's true.
The main EAC.
Yeah, you do. Claim it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because honestly, whoever gets that song is winning the night.
Yeah.
This is
that's
a good point.
Kick off the whole night.
Yeah. Let's hope you're on first, because there might be seven more maniacs to play.
Amy, thanks a mil.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye. Any more suggestions for us? Get in touch. Send your voice notes, please, as well. It could be your song that I end up walking out on.
I feel like my joke was underappreciated. The main EAC. I felt like it just kind of went under the radar.
I think it got exactly what it deserved.
Thank you.
Get in touch with the suggestions now, please.
Recharged.
I am doing a boxing match in a few weeks' time, which is a bit mad. Not something that I thought I'd be doing. I normally do like just boxing for fitness, but then they offer this opportunity for people who want to take it on and see what it's all about if you're actually doing something contact related. So that's happening in a few weeks' time, and I need to choose my walkout song. I can't believe I'm saying this. If someone gave me a little time capsule last year and said, on air with Dave and Fiona next year, you're going to be saying, what's my walkout song?
You're picking your fight song.
A boxing match. Just mad.
I can't wait for the post-match interview I'm going to do.
Oh my God.
And Emma just gets really religious. Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah, no, it was a great fight, yeah.
We've discussed this. You're ring girl.
Oh, sorry.
I'll do the post-match analysis.
Okay, so this is a song I was thinking that might work, right? You interrogate that like you the fed, so she says she in It's Mac Miller in the Spins.
Just missing the mark
song.
A little
it's
bit.
It's a great
there.
Song, but it doesn't sound like you're going to bait the head off.
Yeah.
Hey. There's none of that. It's a very controlled.
It's a boxing
situation.
Match.
Dave and Fiona suggest this one. I got it. Because they hate me. And they want
because
to look
we
like
hate
a fool.
Opponent.
Yeah.
No. There's no hate. It's all love.
Come on.
Every time we talk about this, I hate it more.
I know.
Oh no, it's just like two people like who love each other just deciding to hit each other. It's all love.
Skill hunt. Brian was on with a suggestion for us.
Emma, your engine should be thumping. I get knocked down. I get knocked down.
It instills a lot of confidence
it's admitting your own
you're going to get knocked down.
Whether but,
hey,
you get back up
it's
again
all love.
Not.
There's no knocking people down.
No, I don't like that aspect.
Grace was in touch as well with the suggestion.
I would definitely do Zombie Cranberries.
What?
It's a bit Rugby World Cup coded for me, not people who I think would be particularly good in a fight.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, Eddie suggested this one.
Oh, yes!
That's class!
Oh my God,
Emma, that is class.
Who is that? What is that?
It's Fortuna, isn't it?
Yeah. It was what the judges used to walk out to on the X Factor.
Louis Walsh! Emma Nolan!
Do you know what? That's good, because tonally it's going to be so different from everyone else. And it's
but
still...
also so would High School Musical.
Do you know?
No, this is my favourite so far.
that's really
sorry. Good. I think that's class.
That's so.
If my opponent walked out to that music, I would quit on the spot.
Like, she is a freak.
She's a damn psycho.
This in from Louise.
My song Emma has to be Eminem. Lose It.
Again, great song. Don't know if we want the word lose.
Also a little bit basic.
Yeah. Like, I want you to acknowledge.
It's good, but it's like it's one of those ones that probably is on the top of everybody's
head. Yeah. We don't want you to acknowledge that your palms are sweaty. Or arms, spaghetti.
But we do want heavy arms, do we?
Yeah, heavy arms, but just in the face of
and
the
no
opponent.
Vomit.
No vomit on your sweater already.
Another Louise was in touch.
Good morning, Emma. I think you should come out to Boom Shake the Room.
Because
you want her quaking in our boots. So I think that'd be a really good one for you.
Turn that on.
These are great.
They are such good suggestions.
Basically, what we're going to do is, right, we'll come back to this tomorrow and we'll decide on the final four to put to a vote on Instagram. So the songs will be either this one, mine. You interrogate that like you don't vote for this.
It won't be that. I'm worried that it's going to be... You know the one we all like, the kind of instrumental? That one. But no one's going to know what that is on Instagram.
We'll play the clip.
Okay.
Then Dave and Fiona have gone for this because they hate me. I gotta get my
head in the game. I gotta get my head in the game.
And to be honest, if I was calling it now, I'd probably go between this. And of course, the one we're all obsessed with now.
We've got so many more messages coming in.
So I think what we'll do is, will we keep the lines open until tomorrow?
Let's
sit down after the show, come up with the four, and then tomorrow we'll come with the final four.
I follow one of the girls in the class as well, and she did this like a few March of last year, and I was flicking through like her post of like all the pictures from the night, and what really got me was the walkout. It's just like from someone up real high. Like, there's a huge gang of people there.
It's so exciting. I can't wait till you walk out to the dulcet tones of Zac Efron getting his head into the game.
Please, this has got to be Maybe we'll get Marty Guilfoyle to do like a spinny remix of this or something.
Oh yeah, in to get your head in the game.
Yeah, perfect.
Here's Lewis Capaldi. This is Something in the Heavens. You're listening to Spin.
Come out to this.
Lewis Capaldi, Something in the Heavens on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. My brother is in Australia. I can't believe, like, he left about sillily like about a week before Christmas last year. Anyway, I can't believe he's gone so long, but finally got the updates. He is this morning on the set of Home and Away.
What?
You know the way you can visit the Home and Away set.
I thought you were going to say he was coming home for Christmas.
No. He's on the set of Home and Away this morning.
Class.
And it just reminded me of how, like, I used to dream as a teenager that I'd go and visit the Home and Away set and be scouted to be an actress.
Oh my God, of course.
All I wanted in this life was to be a Home and Away actress. I remember our friend Marty Guilfoyle sitting down with him when I was coming out of college going, he was like, what do you want? What do you want to do? You know what? Yeah, I was like, I want to be a producer on Home and Away.
Stop.
Like,
what a bizarre niche dream.
If you really want it, you can do it. And I'm looking at the pictures this morning. They're definitely about to start filming. Like, my brother's going to stick around. All the, like,
is that still going?
Yeah.
Oh, mother of God, let it go.
I wonder, outside of Australia, is any country as obsessed with Home and Away as Ireland? We have a random fixation on
it. We do. It's a rite of passage.
It really
is. It teaches you how to shift people. It's great. I miss it so much. I gave up one day in 2018 and I'm like, why did I? It's 5, 6 years,
what
7 years ago.
What are the kids at the Bay doing now?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning. Hello, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, guys, I was really nervous over the weekend because I was handing my dog over to my friend and her boyfriend to mind him for the night we were away in Wexford. And basically, just the backstory of this very quickly is when I picked up Seamus, my dog, was born like three doors down from where my sister lives in the back and beyond of West Waterford, right? And at the time, like, a very elderly couple had the beagle with Seamus's mom, and anyway, it was all accidental and the whole road was trying to help the couple rehome the puppies because this was not part of the plan, you know? No. So my sister and I were doing what we could to share the images of the puppies online if anyone's interested going to a good home, blah blah blah. And my friend Avian fell in love with one of them. She went down to pick one up, etc, etc. Here we are. So Seamus and his sister Mila haven't spent any time together since I had Mila for a week in July.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
It was one of the most intense weeks of my life. I was just so nervous because they play like siblings. They were rude to each other, they were bitchy to each other, and they were a bit nasty to each other. But anyway, needed someone to mind. The lads had offered, I said grand. Got the updates all across the day. They have matured into the most perfect little siblings ever.
No way.
Yeah, it was like Anthony was great. Like my friend Avian's boyfriend was doing a lot of the heavy lifting that day because Ava was away, and she brought him down to like the dog park. What was so cute was, like, I'm going to guess from the image or from the videos, like maybe 15, 20 dogs at the dog park. They just played with each other.
Stop.
They just didn't want anybody else.
That is so
anyone
cute.
Anyone that went near each other, they were just together. I was Googling it to be like, do they know each other? Like, do you know, you'd love to think, oh, Jesus,
they definitely do.
Oh, there's my sister. How are you keeping me?
And do they?
Apparently there's probably some indications that they could, but like it's not 100%.
They don't really, I'd imagine they don't really care. It's not really like the same thing. Like if that happened to us, if, you know what I mean, yeah, that'd be huge. But for them it's just like, yeah, cool, you're a dog, I'm
your
a dog.
Dog, I'd like to play.
Yeah.
I'd say he recognised her from the last time. Yeah, he's like, that's my friend from that time when she came to my house
over
for
the
a
summer.
Week.
Yeah. No, they were upset. I actually felt bad picking him up yesterday. Do you know, it was like, Junior, mom's picking you up when you're a kid and you're like, I don't want to go yet. I'm definitely that, like, oh, are you serious? What a left. I have to go
one.
Home.
You'll have to get another one.
I know I was saying that, but not anytime soon.
Yeah, like, because the one thing we've learned about Emma having a dog is that it's super easy and not at all an inconvenience.
God.
And the best thing that could possibly happen is you get another one.
I know, it would be brilliant.
They mind each other then.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. He got home last night. Like any mother now, I was worried about him yesterday because he was absolutely exhausted. He couldn't even look straight. Joe, they're so tired from all the playing. He was a dream. He just conked. Anyway,
boy.
Shin A, great success. We'll be sharing the dog sitting more often.
That's
with the crew.
Ideal to have that.
Happy out.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello.
Hey. I've been telling you the last couple of weeks that I was like kind of on a journey of buying a car, and I've got it. Right, yeah. I got it on Saturday morning. I landed from America at 8 a.m. I went for a 3-hour sleep and then I went to collect the car.
Oh my God, so relatable.
It was like a goodbye to my own car. During that, I was kind of like driving it for the final time. A good little kiss on the steering wheel to be like, thank you.
Wow, that's nice for the next driver.
Yeah. My saliva. Yeah. But so I went.
I know it is hard when you like, you know, the, I know it sounds lame, but like the actual memories with the car.
Yeah. No, it is.
So I picked up my brand new car, and it's a very, very nice Golf. I'm very excited about it, and I've been driving it, and I absolutely love it. However, not everything is as perfect as it seems.
Right, it looks pretty sexy to me when I saw it this morning.
Yeah, it
looks great.
It looks great. The thing is, and I don't know.
Terrible personality.
Yeah, it's a terrible. I think it's an import from Japan.
Ooh.
Okay. The problem is, the car still thinks it's in Japan.
Oh, God.
Right? So everything, down to the booklet, is in Japanese.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it's not
bit
great.
Bit of a flaw there.
I've managed to change the language through the art of Google Translate using a camera phone. Do you know what I mean? It directly translated. And I managed to go and click, you know, English or whatever, which was great. However, as I said, the car still thinks it's in Japan, but I'm an English speaker in Japan. So the map doesn't work because it's like, where the hell are you in Japan? I can't find you. So again, things aren't as great as they seem.
Jack drove his car like over when he moved here in March.
Yeah.
And he's gutted because the sat nav doesn't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you really is it really hard to get it swapped over?
I don't know.
Where in England are you?
What?
So he's just back on Google Maps.
That's mad.
Now.
Yeah.
So the other thing is that obviously radio works the way you can tune in a radio.
Yeah.
You can, you know, whatever for signals. However, because the car thinks it's in Japan, it won't pick up the station's name or the logo of the thing on the screen. So it's just like, say for example, it's 103.8 and then it's just a black screen. Because it doesn't know that it's spin. Obviously, we can hear its spin.
Yeah.
But if I save that, it doesn't save a spin 103, which is what most cars would save.
That's funny, because that would bother you.
That would bother me.
Yeah,
bother
I was literally you, saying about you. You'll be reading that booklet like front to back to learn all the cool features. Yeah. And now you kind of can't do any of them.
Exactly. The other thing that is an option, the thing, I've never seen it in a car before, a TV tuner.
Oh, wow.
Right?
What?
If the radio doesn't work, you can best believe that doesn't work, all right? Because, again, it thinks it's in Japan. It can't find any Japanese television things. there's other things, like I need the NCT form, I need the tax disc and things like that. All that, all that's coming. But I really, really need to figure out how to make my car not be in Japan.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so this is kind of, you know, if anyone has any ideas, please let me know. Right. There is this thing on the car called a VW CarNet, right? So it's like Volkswagen CarNet. And it basically, it's supposed to be able to make your car like unlockable from if you get locked out.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You can ring up this number. That does not work. It's like,
because it's ringing Japan.
Yeah, it's ringing Japan. Literally.
That's so annoying.
It's so annoying. So I have no idea what really to do. I feel like maybe the dealership should have changed it from Japan to Ireland. But even now, when you go into settings and it's like, where would you like to change your location to?
Yeah.
It's like, grand. Here we go. Location services. Anywhere you want. In Japan.
No! What a sickener.
So, yeah. I mean, to be fair, at least you're seeing a new country.
That's true. Yeah.
Lady Gaga now, this is new. It is called The Dead Dance on Spin. A reminder, 10 plus 1 continues today. We're famous here at Spin for playing 10 Spin hits in a row. Here in 11th, win a deadly prize. That's how it's all working and kicking off from 10 a.m. For now, though, obviously over the last few years, like, PR stuff for movies have been off the charts. We've had all the Wicked stuff. I remember going into Dundrum Shopping Centre whenever it was last year, and it was like Wicked had vomited all over Dundrum.
As it should be.
Class.
Had the Barbenheimer stuff. Yeah.
That was huge. Do you know my favourite PR stunt of all time was for the Young Offenders? And it was like RT released like this CCTV footage of like two rapscallions going and like spray painting on the building and like kind of, I don't know, throwing rocks at each other and stuff. And they put it up on Twitter and was just like, does anyone know who these people are?
No way.
And
oh,
I was,
my
like,
God, I love that.
I was like, geez, that's insane. And then people were like, it's PR for the Young Offenders.
That's
so clever.
That's very clever.
Really clever.
Really clever. Well, this one I think takes the biscuit. I don't know if you've seen any of the ads for the new film Begonia that's coming out really soon.
No, Begonia. It's a place in Italy, is it?
I think
Begonia.
So. Begonia. Begonia sounds like it.
Oh, Bologna.
Maybe they got both.
It's an Emma Stone movie. So, there's
Emma
Stone.
This isn't the one where she's like thought to be an alien or something.
That's exactly what it is. Here's a little clip from it.
Welcome to the headquarters of the human resistance.
Where is my hair?
Your hair has been destroyed to prevent you from contacting your ship.
What ship?
So it's a very dark.
It's Jesse Plemons, isn't it?
Comedy. Yes.
I love Jesse Plemons.
So two conspiracy theorists, Jesse Plemons and Aidan Delbus, they kidnap this powerful CEO who is Emma Stone, believing that she is an alien plotting to destroy Earth. But as they're trying to kind of expose her, it's a lot of paranoia, a lot of class tension and a lot of blurred lines. It kind of gets a bit delusional at times, I think. But they do famously shave her head, and in real life she famously has shaved her head for this role.
Did she?
Quite a big commitment to make, naturally, for a role, especially for a woman.
Yeah.
Well, guys too, I suppose, if you
it's everyone, a big deal.
Likes their hair in their head. But one of the things that they are doing is there is a particular screening happening for the movie tonight. It's in California, but it's for bald people only.
No way.
You can only attend tonight's screening, which is a free screening, if you're bald. Or,
what about if you're balding?
Well, here's the thing. If you're willing to shave your head to go in.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Now, this is where you will find a couple of people who will go ahead and do it. I presume you'd have to imagine that it's minimal. But 2 hours before screening, they will have a barber on site to shave people's heads.
Oh, my God.
And everyone who goes tonight was kind of signing a waiver to be a part of the PR for the movie. I honestly think they should be paying people to do this.
Yeah.
If you're willing to shave your head to go watch a movie, well, you know, it shows massive commitment. Maybe you are a lad and, you know...
But you also don't have to do it.
No, you also don't have to do it. But I suppose you'd be much more likely, if I had your length of hair, Dave, you'd probably rock a bald head. It would only take a few weeks for your hair to grow back.
Yeah,
or maybe
fair.
A couple of months or whatever.
Yeah. I'm really picturing it now.
David a shaved head, he'd be like, yeah, I think that would work on him.
It really doesn't. I've tried the Snapchat filter. It is I am horrible looking.
Yeah. It says, the invitation on it says, are you bald or willing to become bald? And that's how everyone who got this invitation, which is like, it's online, so anyone's welcome.
Yeah.
If you're not bald, we will have a barber on site to shave your head in order for you to watch the film.
Incredible. Oh my God, sorry. Imagine agreeing to shave your head to just sit at the film and then go home. Like, you get no
But also, like, just
nothing.
Go in a bald cap. Like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Pitbull, where you at?
That's so true. That is so true. But I have no doubt we'll wake up in the morning. I don't know what the time difference is, and I want to see all the footage of this. I will be looking it up to see. But like, Emma Stone willing to shave her head. Obviously, she's already getting paid about $7 million for being a part of this movie.
That's huge.
And then other plebs are just like, yeah, no worries. I'll shave my head to go see a movie. Come on. There needs to be more of a reward than that. There has to be.
Sure.
That's not fair. I wouldn't do it for, I wouldn't. I couldn't.
I remember Emma cut her hair by an inch and she was crying. Imagine we shaved.
I could never shave my head bald. I know what my dad looks like, and that would just be me. It's terrible foreshadowing. That's
not my name. What?
That's not my name. Mm-mm.
So that's not my name. This is the game that with no hints or clues, we try to guess your name. It sounds impossible. So we get a winner every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
And we always try. We always have hope in our bellies when we do this every week.
We're going to do it again.
I think it's my day.
I have a feeling. No, it's not your day. Let's be realistic here.
Okay.
But no, I have a good feeling of it.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
How this works is you've been sending voice notes with your name on WhatsApp to 0877 11 1038. You listening, you're going to hear the voice notes. We are not. We're going to remove our headphones just so you're in on it, you know, and you can get a flavour and see if we're getting hotter or colder, if you will. So let's kick this off, shall we? Yeah. And hear our first voice note. So headphones off.
My name is Al.
Player one, let's get it done.
Hello.
Hello, player one. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you?
Hi, player one.
How's it going?
Good.
Let's kick this off. Player one, is your name Niall?
That's not my name.
All right, here we go. Player one, this is it. Me and you, we have a connection. I can feel it.
Yep.
Player one, is your name Darren?
That's not my name.
Okay.
Barney, just know me.
Just know me. Know you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's even worse.
Not this again.
Player one, is your name Corey?
No, I have it now. I have
That's
it.
Not my name.
Oh.
Okay, we're done. It's out. Go on. What's your guess, Dave, now?
My name is Alan. I went on the hens.
We went to the hag party.
I named one other person who was there. Alan, oh my God, how are you?
I'm good. And Fiona, your brother is lovely.
Oh my God, can we go 5 seconds without mentioning my brother? Everyone is talking about him.
He's absolutely sound. I sat with him for the night. He had to crack up with this.
Alan, I'll tell him to give you a text. Alan. He said you were great too, by the way.
Thanks so much.
Lovely.
And we're sorry we couldn't guess your name. Have a great day, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Sorry, Alan.
Bye. We won't make that mistake again. We're going to know Alan from here on out.
Exactly. Thank
also,
you,
like,
Alan.
The star of your hag was your brother.
I know. Sorry. Guest of honour. My hag sending me off into married life. Whole night, all about me. I put on an inflatable willy. I did all sorts. And all anyone can mention is my brother. And he wasn't even there for the whole thing.
Right, let's keep this going. A second voice note to hear.
Headphones off.
Headphones off in the room.
Hi, my name is Rebecca.
Player two, let's chat to you.
Player two is there.
Hi, player two.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh,
hey, girl.
All right, here we go. Player two, is your name Katie?
No, that's not my name.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, player two, is your name Neve?
No, not my name.
All right, player two, is your name Laura?
That's not my name.
Ah, crap. All right, player two, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Rebecca.
Rebecca
comes up a lot. There's a lot of Rebeccas out there.
Just
and yes,
beautiful.
It's something I never guess. All right.
Next time.
Rebecca, lovely name. Sorry we couldn't guess it. Have a great day.
Sorry, Rebecca. Have a good one.
No problem. Thank you.
Talk to you later. I don't know, guys. We only have one opportunity to do this left.
This is it, man. I'm telling you. I feel it.
Yeah. All right. Headphones off for the final
headphones
time
off.
This morning.
My name is Niamh.
Player three. Will it be me? No, it won't.
Don't deviate from the script.
Player three, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Good. We're player three. Is your name Sinead?
That's not my name.
All right, player three. Is your name Fiona?
That's not my name.
Player three. Is your name Rachel?
That's not my name.
No, I guarantee it. It's definitely going to be Emma, isn't it?
No way.
I bet you it's Emma. Right, player three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Niamh.
Niamh? I guess Niamh last time. No!
So
I know this means nothing to you, Niamh, but I am absolutely raging. Oh my God, I'd say so. Oh, I was so close to you yet so far. But Niamh, that's a beautiful name, and I'm sorry that I didn't guess it at the right time.
Have a great day, Niamh.
Thanks so much, guys. Bye.
Talk to you later. Right, bye.
Not a great week now.
No, that's so annoying.
But at least the word Niamh was out there, as in you said her name, but just for the wrong person.
So. That counts for something.
I guess it kind of does.
One IMC cinema pass for me.
Yeah. Maybe half a one. Maybe just the popcorn.
18 next week, isn't it?
I paid the rest
myself. 18 IMC cinema passes next week.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, a welcome in to the most important part of the show. Where it ends, am I right? No, it's the bit where I get to talk about what I want and no one else can stop me. And I was listening to Katie's Traffic earlier and she was talking about Bridgefoot Street, which is a street in Dublin that has kind of a weird name. And it took me back to a few years ago when I really expected my boyfriend Dwayne to be able to read my mind. So I was on Wine Tavern Street and I was watching this like outdoor show that's in, there's like a outdoor kind of atrium, like a little stage in Dublin City Council, if no one knows about this. There's like a little stage and sometimes there's performances there.
Down by Temple Bar.
Yeah, and I was watching, I think I was watching some sort of stand-up thing and I was like, I'm on Bridgefoot Street, come here. I can't remember what he was doing. And he was like, I'm on Bridgefoot Street, like, where are you? And then I was like, I obviously meant Wine Tavern Street because they're both beside each other and they both have unusual names. And I just mixed them up. And completely fair enough, he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. And he went to Bridgefoot Street and was like, I'm here,
yeah,
where are
he's
you?
Not magic. Yeah,
that also feels like a bit of your fault.
No, it is completely my fault, but I was so annoyed at him. I was like, where are you and why can't you read my mind? So it's just a word of advice for anyone who is kind of like thinking of entering into like a long-term relationship where like you'll hopefully go on and get married and, you know, do all the rest of it. You do need to be able to read minds. And if your partner says one thing, they clearly mean the secret second thing,
okay,
that you can't foretell until you step into their mind.
Okay.
You need to step into their mind.
I'm trying to think of an equivalent. Like, is it like saying, oh yeah, meet me on Grafton Street and you're on Suffolk Street?
Do you know what's a good example? Top of Grafton Street versus bottom of Grafton Street. I know this is something that always gets people. You say, like, what do you guys think is the top?
Top of Grafton Street is Stephen's Green.
Okay, I would say the top is where River Island is.
No, wrong. It's the bottom. It's literally the bottom of Grafton
Street. What would you say?
I would say the top is Stephen's Green.
Because you walk up.
Okay, okay. Well, people need to know.
Actually, do you know what? Let's do that on the show. Like, let's get a definitive
No. Why, it's like Tato or King.
It is a little bit. No, I'm trying to think of another example around Dublin.
It is confusing as hell. Because it's like, just if we all know where we're going, then we know where we're going. I'd always ask, are you on the River Island, like the Trinity side, or are you on the Stephen's Green side?
Meet me on the open air bus. Is it the open air bus or is it the Viking Splash, which is also technically open air?
That's confusing.
Mother,
you know what I mean?
God.
Yeah.
Next tomorrow, what's your favourite biscuit?
No. Tomorrow, the Grafton Street thing, please.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.